answer. I didn't realize you had woken up yet. I was going to let you sleep a bit more before I brought you some breakfast in bed. Do you like my look? Cooking with only my apron on? I'm happy you think so. Sleep well last night? The rest would do you some good. You've been working so hard last week doing all that overtime at your job. Oh, plus all the fun we had last night. Spanking me with those big, strong hands. Or that new flogger. My ass still feels a bit sore from it. Like that. Stings so good. Though it feels nice having your hands gently caress my cheeks. Then you tied me up with some shibari techniques. I was a little nervous about getting tied up. But the way that harness hugged so tightly against my skin gave me such a thrill. How it held my vibrator as I waited patiently for you to finish cinching the knots. Those rope courses you went to while I was off on my trip with Lizzie and Ophelia really paid off. Having my arms bound together and kneeling in front of you was so hot. Worshipping your cock with my lips and tongue got me so fucking horny. I'm getting turned on thinking about it right now. Though the way your fingers are rubbing my clit and pussy lips is adding to it. Careful, sir. I'm still cooking. I don't want you getting too carried away. Bacon grease burns or a house on fire aren't my idea of foreplay. We didn't need much foreplay, yes, last night. The vibrator did a good job of getting me ready and wet. You carried me to our bed and threw me on it, removing the vibe and pushing the rope aside quickly after. Then you started fucking me so intensely and passionately. It was amazing, giving such control over to you, letting me get used for your pleasure. I relished every thrust of that hard shaft of yours. The way it slammed into me reminded me that I was yours to use however you wished, every time. It felt so good, I lost track of time. Kind of like how you're speechless about my retelling something we both experienced. I guess you just like hearing about it from my perspective. Puffs your ego to hear how you were fucking me so good, making me bliss out in subspace, only focusing on how close I got to coming. Then you suddenly stopped and made me beg for it. I could hardly speak, mumbling something. You relented and gave me what I pleaded for. You can be so mean at times, denying me. I'm your cute girlfriend. It should be a crime to tease me like that. Oh, though you're doing a good job of kissing my neck. A couple more of those and I might put you on probation. Yes, like that. I love being wrapped in your embrace. Your fingers brushing my nipples, enticing me. I can feel your morning wood pressing up against me. Oh, though you'll need to wait just a quick sec. I'm almost done. Just give me a quick sec and I'll make you a plate. Take a seat at the dining room table and I'll bring it out. And there, breakfast is all ready. Hope you like Vixen's homemade blueberry pancakes, bacon, and a muffin with some OG as the drink. Oh, thanks. You know I love cooking for you, especially the pancakes. I used those fresh blueberries our neighbor Doris brought to our door yesterday. Oh, it was a little awkward since I forgot I was wearing my collar. I quickly came up with some excuse about needing it for my posture and ended the convo as quickly as I could. One of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. No, don't bring up the camping trip. Oh my god. Scrambling out of the tent in my panties after a snake slithered into my sleeping bag was the grossest. All of your family popping their heads out of their tents to see what went on? Oh, still gives me the heebie-jeebies thinking about it. I don't have a plate for myself. Oh, baby, you don't need to worry about that. I'll get what I'm craving in a quick sec. But only if I get your permission. Handsome, can I get a taste of that thick, meaty cock of yours? Oh, thank you. Now, let me just get under the table. Lower your boxer. And there we go. My perfect morning treat. It always gives me such great pleasure to lavish you with attention. Oh, the way your shaft throbs and gets bigger and bigger from every little thing I do. It's enchanting. Now, enjoy your meal. I don't want it getting cold. Tastes good, doesn't it? I can't tell if you're moaning because of my pancakes. Or because of how I'm swirling my tongue around the tip of your cockhead? Oh, both. You're a charmer. Flattery will get you everywhere. The bacon has been fried to perfection, isn't it? Tasty with just a bit of a crunch. Didn't want it getting too burnt and sharp when you bite into it. The only thing I want rock hard is the shaft I'm sucking on. Yeah, I'm being cheesy, but you like that about me. Someone needs to lighten you up. I remember when I first met you at Lizzie's party. You were sitting all aloof in the corner. I asked you if you wanted to dance, and you replied, only if I lead. So charming. I nearly swooned. Except then I slipped on Ophelia's dress and you caught me. Ever since then I knew I was in good hands. Especially when you've got one of them on the back of my head to help me guide me to go at the pace you like. You like that? I just want to make you happy. It's always a thrill getting to serve, my love. Why did you stop eating? Or was some of the food not cooked properly? Oh, immaculate, you say. Then why are you finished? You want me more? That's all you need to say. Let me have the food and put it to the other side of the table and then hop onto it in front of you. If you stand up, you'll be able to fuck me while making out or doing whatever you wish with me. Guess you read what's on the apron. You know, kiss the cock. That's not what it says, right? Yeah, I know. Kiss the cook. I've already kissed the cock, haven't I? Oh, too distracted by the curves behind the fabric. Really? I can live with that. Now please answer, slide that cock inside me. Oh yeah. That's it. Thank you. Please go slow. Let me savor every inch of you. Thank you. It's just what I need. The way you're rubbing my nipples so firmly, squeezing my ass, showing me who I belong to. I'm all yours. You can go faster if you want. I can handle it. You want me to beg for it? Fine, but only because I want you to ruin me. You're getting too cocky for your own good. Fine. Please, sir, fuck me harder. My pussy's aching to be pounded by your huge throbbing dick. Was that too much? Well, then you better shut me up by fucking me harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, so glad we bought that new table a month ago. The old one couldn't handle this. Don't stop. Give me every inch of that shaft. I can feel every time that tip goes so deep. See how my tits bounce with every thrust? You're fucking me so good. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Please don't stop. I need this. Give your girlfriend the fucking she needs. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 I'm getting close. Please don't stop. I need this. Give your girlfriend the fucking she desperately needs. Yes. Yes. Oh, come in me. I need it. Oh, if that wasn't the best breakfast you ever had, I'll be seriously disappointed. It's close, but your 22nd birthday was better. Really? Wait, wasn't that the day after our third date? That was our first time, huh? You're smarter than you look. Yeah. You're all scruffy looking right now. Let's take a shower. And then plan what we want to do for the rest of the day. As long as it's with you, I'll be happy.